If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This is the last installment of the Creating Predictability in Your Business episode that turned into a whole series. I did not expect the diversifying your revenue streams section to take that long, but I wanted to be as detailed and as thorough as possible so that I can provide help as you're planning for your business for next year. This is part three. Let's bring this series to a close. So far on the last two parts, we talked about planning. We've talked about diversifying your revenue streams, took the longest. And within that, we talked about active versus passive, B2B versus B2C. We talked about always staying connected with your customers. And the last two things that I want to highlight is, first, make sure as you're planning for 2024 that you are prioritizing MRR and ARR. MRR means monthly recurring revenue, and ARR is annual recurring revenue. These create predictability because this is income that you can expect to make over a month or over a year. Now, this is very helpful as it relates to predictability because these aren't one-time transactions, but these are transactions that happen consistently over time. So whether it's month after month or year after year, think about the subscriptions that you have. If you have a subscription to a streaming software, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, whatever you subscribe to, you are included, your subscription is included in their monthly recurring revenue. So they expect every month to make a certain amount based on their subscribers. So when it comes to your business, whatever it is, whatever services or products that you have, I want you to take a step further as you're planning to say, how can I turn this or take this from a one-time transaction to monthly recurring revenue or annual recurring revenue, And how can I better serve the people that are spending money with me through something that generates this level of predictability? So for example, for me, I was thinking about that as it relates to the podcast. So the podcast is a product, but not necessarily a product that you pay for as a listener. It's a product that advertisers pay for to be able to advertise on the platform. So when thinking about how to multiply the revenue streams that are generated with the podcast and how to better serve you as my audience, I start thinking about things like, of course, the books and the journals and these one-time things, even the tour, that's a one-time event. But how can I serve my audience better? but also create some stability in my business to where it's not like, okay, if I launch a book, I know I'm gonna make a certain amount of money, but then once it kind of dies off, it goes down. Then I launch something else, it goes up, and then it dies down. Then I have an event and the income goes up and then it dies down. So these peaks and valleys are things that you experience a lot of the times when you have these one-off transactions, especially products. So when it came to the show, I'm like, how can I leverage this platform to not only continue to generate revenue, but also serve my audience? And how do I serve my audience in a way that creates some more predictability? And so something like the society was an idea that came up. One, because I knew that my audience needed community. I needed community. When I first became an entrepreneur and I was growing in my business and growing in my relationship with God, I found myself in this space where I could go one place and it's all about business, and I can go somewhere else and it was all about God. But the God folks didn't understand the business, and the business folks ain't want to hear about God. And so I was in this crossroads that was just frustrating, because I felt like I was going to places that didn't totally get me. And when creating the show, I was able to develop and create a community of folks who embody both. And so even though I had this online community in the sense of you guys listen to this podcast, I wanted to be able to better serve my community and monetize, if I'm being honest. And so that's where we created the society. So the society is a membership community to where we have people from all over the world who love God, who love business, who are looking to grow in their faith and looking to grow in business. And we provide resources. We provide challenges. We have experts come in. We do Bible studies. I teach on business topics. We have so many different things that happen within our group. And again, it's a community of like-minded people. And then on the business side, so yeah, these people are growing and they're being fed and getting added value from just listening to a podcast, and they're able to meet people in their local areas. But then on the business side, I'm able to generate monthly recurring revenue. So I know every month I'm going to make X amount of dollars from the society. It's expected. There, unless everybody just leave at the same time, you know, there are going to be certain fluctuations, of course, because people are going to come, people are going to go, but that still is generating an element of predictability. Last episode, we talked about staying connected with your consumer, because your consumers will always tell you problems that they have. And then as a business owner, it's your job to solve their problem. So when communicating and just being in constant relationship with my community, that's how the concept for our AM digital service for Anchor Media came about, where we do the managing and marketing of podcasts, because my audience needed this. They kept telling me, like, this is something that I need. And then I created it. But then on the business side, I had to think, let me not just create this as a one-time transaction. How can I make this something that is generating predictability in my business? So now, despite whatever their show frequency is, it's an annual agreement. So now we have that ARR, that annual recurring revenue, that's expected every year based on how many clients I have. So when I do all of the work to solidify a new client, I'm not just solidifying a one-time transaction. I'm solidifying a contract that's going to last me 12 months. And then as we're doing the work and serving our clients and getting results and making them happy, I'm securing me another contract when they renew for another 12 months. And that predictability creates a level of comfortability. So I don't have to hustle and grind. I can do quality work, because the way the business model is set up, one sale is not just a one-off transaction, but I have diverse revenue streams to where with these specific services and products, when I make a sale, I can expect it to benefit me on a month-to-month or a year-to-year basis. So as you're, again, planning for your business, think, how can I take this thing and turn it into monthly recurring revenue or annual recurring revenue? And don't do this in a way to where you're just making stuff up for the sake of padding your own pockets. No, actually solve your customers' problems. That's why a lot of businesses fail, because they're not solving real problems. They're just doing stuff or doing things that may be cute or may seem nice, but aren't an actual need of a consumer. Really make sure that you're fulfilling a need. Just take that need fulfillment a step further, is what I'm saying. And then the last point to wrap up the creating predictability is always know what's happening in your industry. Whatever industry that you're in, you should stay plugged in because this is going to allow you to get ahead of the curve. I am constantly plugged into the podcast industry. I'm joining the events that Spotify does for podcasters. I'm reading all of the annual reports. I'm reading the advertising reports to see what companies are investing in podcasts. I'm looking at these different companies as they merge. So when Lisbon bought AdvertiseCast, I'm reading that press release to see what's going on with that. Because what you'll start to see is industry trends. And as you're plugged into your industry, then you can begin to position your business in a way to where it is benefiting your customers before your competitors are able to do it. I have been teaching my clients to do video podcasts for years. I have been, for our management clients, we've been setting them up, setting their podcasts up on YouTube for over a year. YouTube just started indexing podcasts. They're still not even fully where they can go as it relates to really capitalizing on the podcasting space. But because I'm tapped into the industry, I saw early on, oh, this is an area of opportunity for me, for my clients, and for my business so that I can set us up before these other companies start coming in and offering the same thing. I see a lot of companies coming up now who are offering full service management and marketing and production of podcasts. We've been doing it for years. So I'm able to reap the benefits of being first to market by being tapped into what's happening in the industry and anticipating the problems that my audience will need solved and anticipating benefits that I can offer them before they even realize that they need it. So for you, stay tapped into your industry and what's going on. I think when it comes to business, especially with social media, because we have access to so much of what's going on, we pay attention to what everybody else is doing. So instead of just running our race, instead of just focusing on the path ahead, we're looking to the left, we're looking to the right, and it's a distraction. So stay tapped into what's going on in your industry. That's going to increase predictability because it's going to allow you to stay ahead of the curve and stay relevant and not be out here trying to play catch up or losing people because you failed to realize what was coming down the pipeline. So that's it for creating predictability in your business. I pray that you guys have all enjoyed this episode that turned into a series. And I'm going to make a hard pivot and transition into what God told me to share with you in regards to 2024 for our Blessed and Bossed Up community.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.